Good, thank you. We're convening the Operations Committee for February 14th, and we're going to confirm that we have a quorum, Janice. Thank you very much. And we'll take up our consent calendar.
Move consent.
Second.
We have a motion, second. Any discussion? Any opposition to unanimous agreement? Seeing none, consent is moved. We'll take on any public comment
there. Mr. Chair, I actually had a question about a consent item.
That's okay. We'll actually revert to it. You bet. We were moving a little quick. Thank you. Commissioner, please.
Thank you. I mostly did because I know that Scott dared you to get through this in a minute. The one question I had is, I know we've visited this question before, a couple years before. My concern is we now have a $2.6 million budget for call boxes, as I understand it.
I know.
And I'm just wondering, are we investing more money in a hula hoop factory when all the kids have moved on beyond hula hoops? And at this point, is there simply a way for us to invest these dollars? Do we have the flexibility to improve cell phone reception on the bridges or critical places? Is there flexibility moving this money to places where we can have a more concrete impact on safety than investing in call boxes that I'm guessing are simply not providing the critical need?
It's a very good question, Commissioner, and we've been through a couple rounds at least of slimming down the call box system. I think, frankly, the staff has wanted to go faster than the commission has from time to time, and I will also tell you the California Highway Patrol is not supportive of the idea of going whole hog and just saying, look, everyone's got cell phones, let's knock it off. So what we have now is a system that I think we've slimmed down to a considerable extent, but the remaining system still has to be taken care of. And that means ADA investments and, you know, converting from analog to digital. I mean, we've spent a lot of money on a system that is, in my opinion, returning a fairly low benefit. If the committee would like us to take another crack at that subject, we're willing.
I guess, you know, I recognize this isn't the time to discuss this in great detail, so I would invite that if that's at the pleasure of my colleagues. My personal view is we're seeing such incredible innovations happening right now. Philips is out there telling cities that they'll install smart lighting infrastructure for free if they just enable us, if we enable them essentially to install cells so they can generate, revenue from the wireless traffic. I mean, there's extraordinary opportunity to expand reception and wireless capability here at little or no cost to public entities, and I just wonder why we keep throwing money in down this hole, and I'd really love to see it spent on other improvements that can improve safety. Mm-hmm. So if my colleagues are open to that, I'd love to see it come back.
Well, I think we will ask the staff then to agendize this. We did look at this and thinned down a couple years ago our call box program, but the technology is moving faster than we can. So I think it's appropriate to discuss it, although as the point was made, we don't really control the outcome. We have to, CHP and the state legislature are going to have to be involved if we're going to make the fundamental change that you're talking about. But we can agendize, we can ask that be agendized.
Yeah.
Okay. With that, no public comment. This meeting is adjourned.